About a week ago, Gordo had a very hot sports opinion that leads us into this segment and this discussion. Gordon, would you like to tell everybody who missed it last week your thought on a certain male garment?
Yes, it's something that everybody knows in their heart. It's just a matter of whether they'll admit it. Shorts never look good on a guy. Never.
Strong opinion from the Keither.
Think about it. Shorts, they look like a give up. They show gross looking legs, and usually and there's no footwear that goes well with shorts for a guy. The tennis shoes look a little old manny or something, and then the sandals, they expose sausage toe.
The Jerusalem Cruiser?
The Jerusalem Cruiser, right. And then think about shorts. The category of shorts gave us the worst garment of all time, the jort.
True. No doubt.
True.
No doubt.
And the second worst of all time, the cargo short.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm a shorts wearer from, I don't have them on today, but usually mid-April to about mid-November, that is all I wear.
Put that on his bragging montage,
shorts.
By the way.
It's comfy.
There's no doubt about
but
it.
You are on to something.
Yes.
You are absolutely on to something. While it is going to always be my preferred lower body wear.
What?
in the warm months, I feel sometimes when I go out to dinner in the summer and I'm wearing shorts, I feel like a moron.
Yeah. It makes you feel like kind of like a kid or naked in some way.
And yes.
You feel a little spare sometimes.
And I think you're onto something that when I see guys in shorts, for the most part,
you don't take them seriously.
I don't take them seriously, or I think they look stupid. I think I look stupid. There's something to it. It's just that they are so incredibly comfortable and easy and great, especially in a climate like Texas, that it's just about every guy's go-to in the summer.
And guys make fun of girls all the time for wearing sweatpants all day. You know, that's the big thing about, oh, yeah, she gets married and gains weight and starts wearing sweatpants. Well, sweatpants are incredibly comfortable, and we bag on women for wearing sweatpants all the time, but yet guys don't come under fire for wearing shorts all the time.
Well, we are now.
Double standard.
From you and that old gal in New York, we were coming under heavy fire.
Who's that old gal in New York?
The one that started this last week by saying, she was the one who said the guys should stop wearing them. Who was it? I don't know. Some
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Some lib from up there in New York said that.
Well, it wasn't just that old gal and Gordo. The fashion designer Tom Ford recently said, a man should never wear shorts in the city. Flip-flops and shorts in the city are never appropriate. Shorts should only be worn on the tennis court or at the beach.
He's exactly right.
He went on to say that back in 2011, the men's style community was trying to teach regular guys the basic rules of getting dressed. Stuff like stop wearing oversized cargo pants.
Oh, I hate that look.
Stop wearing shorts and flip-flops to restaurants for dinner. Quit buying your suits two sizes too big. Slimmer is better. All of which basically means let's learn how to dress like an adult. And since then, I think we have made some strides.
See, we're messed up here because luckily we can wear shorts if we want to.
And here at the ticket?
Yeah, here at the ticket. And in the summer months, it makes total sense to do that.
Mm-hmm.
When it's 103 outside, it's 80 when our day starts, it makes sense. If we had other jobs, if we were working at a law firm or you were working...
Yeah, would you ever take a lawyer seriously?
If he was in shorts, no.
You go to have your first business meeting with him and he's in shorts. And you ask him, hey, did you just come from vacation or something? And he goes, no, this is just what I wear.
So we're a bit of a different angle. But I know what you're saying about the city thing, too. It is weird if in the summer it's 103, you're meeting someone out for dinner, and you wear shorts.
Yeah, you look like a fool. You really do. All right, Will Welch is the editor of GQ magazine, and he says, it's acceptable to wear shorts in your own neighborhood during the day.
Okay.
Anytime you're doing an outdoor activity, going to the park, an outdoor concert, a baseball game, wear shorts. All of that is acceptable. But he says, outside of that, you should not be wearing them out in public. When you go out to dinner, he said, when the sun goes down, everything changes. Definitely don't wear shorts out to a restaurant for dinner. And this is something that I've done for all my life in the summer around here. And you know what? Now that I think about it, I've looked like a fool all these years, and I'm not going to do it this summer. If I'm going out to dinner or going somewhere in public that is even semi-formal, I'm wearing jeans or I'm wearing khakis.
Good for you. You're improving the world.
I'm not going to keep looking like a 12-year-old.
What's semi-formal, though, to you?
Chili's?
You know, a restaurant that's a cut above a fast food restaurant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You should be in business casual.
I don't know if I'd go that far. I think you can wear jeans.
Jeez. Yes.
And a t-shirt. That's fine.
You know, I know some people, including us in college, I don't think we ever stopped wearing shorts.
No, even when it was 20.
Yeah, you just put a sweatshirt on. And Steve Porcheri, the guitarist for the Bird Dogs, wears shorts year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. Stage, and he goes barefoot. He's barefoot. He's a walking hygiene disaster.
You know, every day here at work, when I leave and it's warm and I'm wearing shorts, I have the same thought goes through my mind that I have not progressed since I was 10. Because you know what I do every day? I go out and I put my stuff in my locker. We have lockers here.
At least you have one.
And uh-oh. I turn around and I walk out of the station wearing t-shirt, shorts, and I've got a backpack on.
You should be applauded.
Locker?
No.
Right.
Yeah,
think about this.
Yes.
What separates me from the average 10-year-old when I have a backpack, a locker, t-shirt, and shorts?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I like
Junior,
to call that freedom.
Junior
well,
even pay, pulls except, his shorts to his ankles when he's at the urinal.
No, I don't. The only thing maybe that separates me is that I pay taxes and they don't.
Right.
That's it.
They have that over you.
Right.
Well, you do have such a childlike existence, especially, you know, you've cleared up a few things that you used to do that were very childlike, like eat cereal all the time and eat cookies. You used to eat M&M cookies as meal replacement, basically.
What's wrong with that?
And, well, I tell you what was wrong with it. He was 32.
You know what else adds to that? The days that I ride my bike to work. It's like a kid riding his bike to school.
Uh-huh.
I close my locker, I'm in my shorts, I've got my backpack, and I get on my bike. What the hell am I doing with my life?
Would you rather be Don Draper or something?
I think you're winning.
Yes,
yeah,
that's a cool look.
You're doing okay.
I know, you're right. I would much rather dress the way I dress as opposed to putting on a suit every day for work like a lot of our P1s have to do.
I think there's something liberating about the suit. Just get three suits, rotate them.
There's
all right, go ahead.
There is nothing liberating about the suit.
If all this shorts thing is so immature and so spare, then go ahead, rotate some suits for us, Gordo.
Yeah, Craig.
No, you just said it was great.
Gordon Keith.
So go ahead.
I don't own
suits.
Some.
Well, go get you some.
I don't own shorts either.
I've noticed.
As a matter of fact.
Okay, when we do go to a pool or something, though, why don't you break out? You going to go swimming in them?
Always. They make jeans bathing suits.
Okay, like at Summer Bash, why would you wear your long pants there? I mean, there is a time and place for shorts.
It's not in public. It's not in public. And I do it because not only does it make more comfort for the other patrons of the establishment at Summer Bash, but I avoid skin cancer. What do you think about that?
Yeah, but you get swamp crotch.
What is that?
Something.
Hold on.
Wait just a minute.
There's no doubt it's Corby.
Someone from the Hardline is on our hotline. Who is this?
I cannot believe.
Corby. Hi, Corby.
Craig, you're caving into this?
Yes.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, Corby wears shorts everywhere.
Well, now, keep in mind, I'm not caving in to the point where I'm only going to wear jeans and I'm never wearing shorts again. All I've said is that after the sun goes down, if I go out to dinner, I'm not wearing shorts anymore in July.
Well, I'll let America know right now that I'm currently walking my dogs in my neighborhood in my shorts. So I guess, according to that GQ douche, I'm okay right now.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, you're in your own neighborhood.
But, I mean, the fact that... Okay, first off, like, what else fashion do you follow? We don't follow any fashion. We're not, I mean, you look at what those guys wear in GQ magazine. We don't wear any of that stuff.
Right.
So to follow what those guys say is ludicrous. We don't live in New York, you know?
That's right.
We live in Texas. It is 200 degrees. I have an option to wear shorts. I have an option to wear shorts, and I take advantage of that. And if you, here's another thing about shorts, Gordon, is that if you got, you know, a decent pair of legs, if you're a dude and you don't have a yacht foot, you're fine. Everything's cool.
Almost all guys have yacht foot. The only guy I've ever seen that has beautiful feet is Junior.
That is true. God gave me very little, but he did give me really pretty feet.
Hey, I swear, Corby, he made this claim on the air, and we all laughed at him. And I said, all right, put your feet up here. And I was ready to laugh at his ostrich feet. And he put them up here, and they were gorgeous.
Gross.
He has the prettiest feet of any man I've ever seen.
Gross. Thank you. Thank you, Gordon.
They just look like feet to me.
They were beautiful and slender and smooth.
Yeah. Feet.
And he didn't have the, look, he's getting them out right now. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Oh, no, they're so perfectly proportioned.
It's like anyone else's foot.
It's a good shape. They're perfectly proportioned.
Those are nice. Thank you, Sean.
You would think your own foot was perfectly proportioned.
He does not have sausage toe. Most guys don't have this level of body awareness like Junior had. He knew from the beginning that he had beautiful feet.
You can't always see the foot, though, when you're in shorts.
No.
You may have it closed. You may have we're in the dockside
Most
or whatever.
Most guys have those stupid Barney Rubble acne brick feet.
Thank you for the music, Jer. Anytime I unveil my feet, I get that music.
That's right. You should. You have the most beautiful male feet in the world.
Thank you. But now let's move on from my feet.
Not everybody has that foot, I agree. But at the same time, when I'm going to get some pizza at a mid-level restaurant in the middle of the summer, I'm not going to put on jeans. There's no point in it. And I'm not saying that I'm going to look like a slob. I can wear all I wear is t-shirts too. So maybe you need to do a segment on t-shirts as well. It's the accessory of the shorts.
All right, let me say something, because I agree with you, Corby. We don't need to listen to Tom Ford and the GQ guy, because that's a world nobody lives in. I agree with that.
Right.
So we get an email from P1 Craig, and he says, I'm 41, and I stopped wearing shorts around the time I turned 40 because it doesn't look like a mature adult man who cares about a nice appearance. Mm-hmm. So this is a guy, and maybe that's kind of where I am now. I feel like maybe it's just time to grow up a little bit and stop wearing shorts out to nice restaurants.
Okay, that's fine. We'll just check in with you about July 17th and see how it's going.
You know what? Okay, if it's a nice restaurant, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, wear some jeans. That's fine. But if it's just day-to-day going out, like I'm supposed to go to my kid's soccer game and put on jeans and a button-down shirt. I mean, what the hell's going on here?
No, that's a game, so you're okay
and
on game.
And you know what, Gordon? You make me so uncomfortable when I see you in jeans in the middle of the summer. It doesn't look right.
It's a religious thing.
And you know that he has swamp crotch, too, don't you?
What is that?
Oh, it smells so bad. And you know what? I think that you have been tormented. Like, if you sat down on the couch and we got Dr. Weber to talk to you, then he will dig deep and see that you were a supporter of the jort. And you were tormented by the jort from 1995 to 2000, and that swayed your opinion on shorts. Whereas I never put on a pair of dumb jorts. And
okay, this is the time for whoever came up with OJ wearing the Bruno Mali shoes. We need to get that guy on Corby and jorts duty here to see if he can dig up a picture, because I think you wore jorts.
Dude, I can promise you, ask anyone that I've ever, ever gone out with, ask my wife, ask anyone. That has been like my number one enemy is the jorts.
You know what?
I've never
worn them either.
I'm an admitted jorts user.
Back
in the 90s.
George.
Yeah.
George had a bad jorts habit.
I was a goofy dad. You know, we wore them.
But I think you look at pictures, Gordon, from that era.
They're horrible.
And you're like, yeah, and you feel shamed by them. Well, I never wore those. And
yeah,
I'm not shamed by the short. No, I did not. I did not.
Yeah, the jorts is around when I checked out. I said, you know what? This is insanity. Look at what I'm a part of. It's wrong. It's evil.
I think though, but I also think that if you did put on shorts, that it's been so long since the bottoms of your legs have seen the sun that you would look.
They're translucent now. Bottom. You can see right through them.
People would be worried about you.
I think we all need to make an agreement, and Gordon is out of this conversation because he never wears shorts, but I'm not saying that every guy in Texas needs to wear shorts 100% of the time. I'm just saying when the sun goes down or when you're in a somewhat formal setting, give it a second thought. Like, I'm still going to wear shorts to work.
Okay, I think that's reasonable. Yeah.
I'm still going to wear shorts to work every day from April to November. I'm still going to wear shorts when I go out during the day. I'm still going to wear shorts 95% of the time. But I'm thinking there's a 5% where we are at a nice place or we are out for dinner, even if it's not a fancy restaurant, or where it's some kind of function where you want to look like an adult, where maybe we can start wearing jeans or khakis.
What if I said, Craig, let's go grab a beer? It's 5 o'clock on a Saturday, and I said, let's go grab a beer.
Still light outside.
Shorts.
And that spills in over to 8 o'clock at night or whatever.
Well, I'm not bringing a change of clothing.
With you, it'll be 2 o'clock in the morning.
So I'm going to stay in shorts. Now, if you said, Craig, let's go to fill-in-the-blank decent restaurant, meet you there at 8, you're going to see me show up in jeans.
Yes, that's fine. And I have no problem with that whatsoever. And I bet you if you look back at your history concerning a decent dinner, that you predominantly did wear jeans.
I don't think so.
No, Junior on the road wears shorts. I mean, we'll be in California weather where it gets 50 at night, high 40s even, and Junior will be in shorts. He'll wear a jacket, but he's wearing shorts.
That's all I wore out there.
Yeah, California.
Anything else in Cali?
That's a short exemption, too. You can wear them whenever there.
I think it still looks dumb. Still looks dumb.
Man, you're
so do
you're
jeans poolside. That looks dumb.
You look ridiculous.
I have the Bible open right now. It says it's fine to wear jeans poolside.
You look ridiculous. And I fear for you. I fear that you're ill.
Swamp crotch. Itis.
Yeah. You know,
Corby is the guy who invented onion crotch, basically. He had onion crotch before anyone else.
I will never deny the fact that my crotch is so full of onion. It's unbelievable. But at the same time...
It does. His crotch smells like a discarded burger.
How would you know that?
Yeah, how would you know that?
When I pay homage to him.
Just go easy on the short. It's not that bad.
You're making
it out to be like this number one fashion faux pas amongst guys. It's a functional... It's a functional piece of clothing for this area.
Yes.
And so, it doesn't look bad. It doesn't look bad.
It does look bad.
It looks bad in your eyes. No, it doesn't.
It does look bad.
No.
Boy, we haven't even scratched the surface of this topic because I wanted to get into sports and what sports, you know, it's okay to wear shorts. And
what about when I go play golf?
Yeah,
what am I supposed to do?
This is
a
big
jeans?
Right. This is a big topic on the PGA Tour, and it was scandalous when they started to allow the caddies to wear shorts a couple of years ago.
I think it's a bad look. That was one good thing about golf is that they all had to wear slacks.
Yes, I don't want to see pro golfers in shorts. I don't want to see it. I like it that they make them wear slacks. And then we should also get into how it's viewed in different countries. We hear from YJ, our official Chinese P1.
We have one.
And he says Chinese men never wear shorts. They always wear slacks.
No disrespect.
I didn't know we had an official Chinese P1. And now, what the hell is going on?
Corby.
Are you okay?
I think my dog just got killed, but I'm all right. I'm wearing shorts.
He's wearing shorts. So everything's cool.
All right, Corby, thanks.
Okay, see ya.
See ya. Sound like a little wake and bake time there for Corby.
There goes Corby. By the way, today, 5:30 on the Hardline, the golf blowhard makes an appearance talking about the Masters. Coming up next on our show in just 5 minutes, another appearance by Pants Finnegan.